We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Let's go to the Buffalo office of the National Weather Service and bring aboard meteorologist Jim Mitchell. Jim, you guys are calling for not an old-fashioned love song, but an old-fashioned snowstorm.
Yeah, it looks like we're going to have a significant storm roll through here over the weekend. But leading up to that, as we go through Thursday night into Friday morning, we have a minor system before that gets here. It looks like a pretty light snowfall for the area, general 1 to 2 inches with that. We'll then dry out as we go into Friday afternoon, and we will remain dry for Friday night. And then the aforementioned significant storm we've been talking about will start to approach us from the lower Mississippi Valley. It'll head northeast as we go into early Saturday morning. Looks like we'll see some lighter snow and snow showers break out around here Saturday morning, and then gradually pick up in intensity as we go through the afternoon. Now, as we go into Saturday night through midday on Sunday, that is when we expect the heaviest snow to fall through the area. And then as we head into later Sunday night into Monday, it'll transition to more of a lake effect snow, mainly off Lake Ontario with a northerly to northwesterly component.
Just out of curiosity, what is going to cause that transformation from a general snowstorm to a lake effect snowstorm? Can you, in layman's term, walk us through how that transformation is going to take place?
Sure. Well, with the storm itself, we'll have the general snowfall, as I said, the heaviest Saturday, later Saturday night, or Saturday night through the first half of Sunday. And on the backside of that storm, our winds will switch around to out of the north, and we'll have some very cold air will be pouring across the region and pouring across those open lake waters. So that will induce the lake-enhanced and lake-effect snow on the backside as that colder air moves over that warmer water that'll help to produce those lake-effect bands.
Meteorologist Jim Mitchell joining us from the Buffalo office of the National Weather Service on News Radio 930 WBEN. What can you tell us about the inches? And as you well know, we often in this area have the tales of two weathers. You know, we've got the tale of the South Town's weather, the tales of the North Town weather, and sometimes it seems the twain shall never meet. Can you give us an idea as far as general snowfall amounts and where they're going to hit?
Sure. At this point, this is going to be the main event with this is going to be a general snow where everybody will get some snow out of this. Probably significant for most areas. It looks like an area-wide snow. As we transition into the Sunday night into Monday where we do go back to that lake effect type snow that you're mentioning here, it will be more of on a northerly flow off Lake Ontario. So you're looking at probably Niagara County, those areas, and possibly getting down into Buffalo, but not the traditional southwest wind off of Lake Erie. This is going to be off Lake Ontario because the wind will be out of the north. So probably more of a general spray of snow showers across the Niagara frontier with the lake effect, not really a focus or anything really heavy, just more of a nuisance type on and off snow showers on Sunday night through Monday with that lake effect.
Just those aggravating, oscillating bands off of Lake Ontario that make you shovel your driveway after you just got through shoveling it?
They say it'd be minor accumulations. But also another thing with this is it's going to become very windy as we go through the second half of the weekend into Sunday night and Monday. So all this snow, a lot of it's going to be very dry with the temperatures being cold. So we're going to have a lot of blowing and drifting snow as well. So you may get out there and shovel that driveway, but that northerly wind may just push the snow right back across anyway.
So are we talking about 7 inches, 10 inches, 11 inches? Any idea how many inches we're talking about in terms of the general snowfall?
Right. At this point, there's no real – not going to go pinpoint it down as far as how many inches each little town is going to get. It's just too far out. The storm could shift. It's 3 days away from the start time, so the storm could shift a little bit. North or south, a shift of 50 to 75 miles is going to take the axis of heavier snowfall either farther north or farther south. So at this point, we are looking at most places will look like they will see 7 inches or greater, but not going to pinpoint any snowfall accumulations at this point. Now, I said that'll be where we need to monitor these the model data and the consensus coming in through as we go later in time, right, see if there is any fluctuations in the track of the storm.
At this point, what kind of probability do you ascribe to us actually getting the storm that has been predicted that might hit us? Are you 50% sure, 70% sure, or less?
We're greater than 50% sure at this time as far as getting warning amounts, which are greater than 7 inches. Like I said, we're not going to pinpoint exactly if we think, 1 foot, 2 foot, and who's going to get that, because, as I said, the shift in the track will determine who gets the most snow. But this is the swath of snow is pretty wide, and the heavy snow swath is pretty wide as well. So some areas may get, closer to the 7 inch or a little more than that, and there may be places that do get upwards of 1 to 2 feet. It'll just depend on the exact track, but it is a pretty wide swath of heavier snow with this. So the probabilities, are at least 50% right now, is which why we have a watch out.
Well, we've got snow blowers, we've got shovels, and we're Buffalonians. And as I always like to say, it's Western New York, it's January, and it snows. It's not the apocalypse.
Correct.
So. All right. Jim Mitchell, thank you so much for your time and your expertise. And hopefully those models, it is only Wednesday, and you're talking about an event still several days away. So the probabilities accuracy increases the closer we get to the actual event or potential event.
Yes, that's correct. So as I said, just monitor things going forward, keep a close eye on what's going out of here. And the main impacts, again, will be the heavy snow, the strong gusty winds creating that blowing and drifting snow. And then another thing will be to add in will be later Sunday through the first half of Monday, with that bitterly cold air coming in and those stronger winds, our wind chills are going to get mighty cold, with possibly down to minus 15 to minus 20 wind chills for Sunday night and the first half of Monday. So that's to think about too as you're getting out there to start cleaning up.
Oh, my goodness. Anyway, I've got 20 miles left in my gas tank. I guess I know what I'll be doing right after work today. Just out of curiosity, when you guys have a storm in the wintertime, you're hunkered down at the Buffalo office of the National Weather Service, what is the favorite snack at the Weather Service? Is it pizza and wings? Is it donuts? What kind of things do you guys munch on?
I would say delivery of pizza and wings is probably the number one thing, but there's usually some snacks floating around too.
For the healthy people. All right. Hey, Jim, thank you very much for your time. Very much appreciated.
Okay. Have a good day.
Meteorologist Jim Mitchell with the Buffalo Office of the National Weather Service joining us on News Radio 930 WBEN.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.